Nathan Segura here at Heinz Field, where the Browns lose 30-9 to the Pittsburgh Steelers today. And the game was started for the Steelers by Landry Jones. It was finished by Ben Roethlisberger. Jones getting hurt on the very first series, and Ben stepping in, showing no ill effects of that foot injury as he threw for 379 yards and three touchdowns on a day where the Steelers hit big play after big play after big play. It seemed too often the Browns found their cornerbacks on the outside, whether it be Pierre Desir, Tremont Williams, Charles Gaynor, Johnson Badamosi, without any kind of help. And Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown had a field day, the two of them combining for over 300 yards and the three touchdowns, with massive days there. Now, for the Browns, it was a story of too many mistakes once again. Three turnovers on the day, 12 penalties for 188 yards. If it weren't for some of the pass interference penalties, Ben may have thrown for 500 yards today, as they were able to do whatever they wanted down the field. The bright spots for the Browns: Johnny Manziel came out and looked very, very good, completing 33 of his 45 passes, 372 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. He was also the team's leading rusher with 17 rushing yards. But Johnny's interception came on a fourth down play, trying to force something in there. The team couldn't get it done in the red zone. That's something they'll have to revisit. But all in all, Johnny Manziel showed poise in the pocket, the ability to make plays, and was a bright spot. If you look at his stats alone, you never would have thought the team would have lost this game 30-9 as they did. Now, he was sacked six times on the day as the offensive line struggles continued. For the Browns, though, just not enough to match up with the firepower of the Steelers here today, and too many mistakes. We've said it time in and time out. This football team needs to play very, very good, very efficiently, especially on the road against a division foe like the Steelers, who now find themselves at 6-4. For the Browns, they will be 2-8 headed into the bye week, and they will have to search for answers to the many, many questions that surround this franchise. I'm Nathan Segura saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on the Browns as they head into their bye week.